Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to my WordPress help desk. My name is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, you're going to learn about the latest news about all things WordPress. Plus, in today's WordPress focus, I want to talk about web designer scams that are sweeping the country. Really need to listen to today's podcast for that focus. Questions I'm going to be asking is, how do you avoid such scams? What should you do if you're a victim of such a scam? What are the red flags to watch for? And I have a lot of information for you today inside of today's podcast, so please, you don't want to miss this special report. Today's podcast is sponsored by our creative team at wp-sitemakers.com, our blazing fast high-speed hosting provider, hosting-master.com. And remember, if you have questions about WordPress, simply email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or text me at 903-926-2607. That's support@mywphelpdesk.com or text 903-926-2607. With that, let's get started. In the news this week, over at torquemag.lo, there is a report from this past week that addresses the need to go mobile with your WordPress. Now, according to Nick Schaeferhoff, research shows that 2/3 of cell phone users use their phone to go online, and 1/3 of those state that access to the internet are mostly through their mobile devices as opposed to desktop or laptop computers. If you check your own web analytics, you'll probably see that a significant part of your visitors are coming to your website using phones or tablets. This is a trend that cannot be ignored, and it's one that will only increase in the foreseeable future. So in order not to lose your hard-earned mobile visitors, here's a number of plugins that he mentions to optimize their experience and help them stick around. To make the website more accessible for mobile visitors, the focus should be in the two following areas. Providing mobile-optimized design content. This means making sure the website fits the smaller screens properly with no panning or zooming required. It serves up the content to the mobile users in a legible way and provides usability for touch-controlled browsers. The other is fast loading times. Mobile internet is not as fast as broadband or Wi-Fi. Therefore, anything that slows down your site's loading time is going to lead to early abandonment on iPhones and smartphones and tablets and should be avoided at all costs. Now, you can learn more about mobile optimization and Nick's recommendation WordPress plugins that top the list as the best for mobile results. You can see this over at torquemag.lo and just look for his article about the best WordPress plugins for mobile optimization. This brings up a fact about the fast loading time as being one of the most important aspects of the trend towards mobile. You need to know that the tests are in, and Hosting-Master, our sponsor and host of all of my clients' websites, ran way ahead of WP Engine, Rackspace, DreamHost, HostGator, HostMySite, and Hosting.com, six of the major hosts claiming to be WordPress hosting providers. And I want you to see the results right there at our site, Hosting-Master. We came in faster than six other major hosting providers, and you can see the actual results at http://ow.ly/X9HB f. That's the short code to go over to Hosting-Masters.com's blog, where we tell you about how we beat WP Engine and other providers. TorqueMag.lo has another great article posted last week about the pros and cons of WordPress Page Builder plugins. Sean Corton says, Page Builder plugins give WordPress users an easy way to build custom layouts for their website, make our lives easier, and the WordPress community can't seem to get enough of them. Many top Page Builder plugins dominating the sales charts. And there's a lot of them out there, like Visual Composer, Beaver Builder, Divi Builder, MotoPress and Velocity Page and Themify Builder. Today I'm not interested in deciding and going over what is the best. I'll leave that for you to decide by jumping over to the Torque Mag article, the-pros-and-cons-of-wordpress-page-builder-plugins. In this article, he outlines the advantages of Page Builder plugins, and the advantages of WordPress Page Builders are really three things. And here are the three reasons he offers if you need a quality Page Builder plugin installed on your WordPress. All-in-one functionality. Beautiful custom layouts. and no coding required. Page Builder plugins are, for the most part, a one-stop shop for all the cool on-page functionality that really sets a website apart. Of course, I'm talking about image carousels, content grids, buttons, social sharing, pie charts, pricing tables, call to action buttons, and I could just go on and on. To achieve these results without a page builder, you would have to install loads of dedicated single feature plugins. If you were to take the premium plugin route, the cost of those plugins would really stack up. And that's before we consider research in finding the right plugin for each purpose and the learning curve for each plugin and the time it takes keeping those extra plugins up to date. I said beautiful custom layouts was the second point. Well, for those of us not fortunate enough to know how to code, we depend on WordPress themes when designing our websites. We view a lot of theme demos, pick a favorite, then let our chosen theme take care of our site aesthetics. Of course, there are some really great themes out there. How many of them actually meet your requirements down to the T? I'm willing to bet that not many. There's always going to be some design compromise involved, some customization, something that has to be done functionally that theme doesn't allow. Well, with Page Builder plugins installed, you can flex your creative muscles and build your website the way you envision it. You know, Page Builder plugins essentially give you a blank canvas and then you build it out like you want. This gives you the opportunity to craft stunning, tailored layouts to really wow your visitors. If you can think it, you can create it. And to help out the creative challenge, many page builders provide pre-built templates as a starting point. And of course, the third item that I said was a key advantage was no coding is required. This is a big advantage of the page builder plugins because you really don't need to know how to code if you use one. But, and for non-developers out there, this is a major, major favorite point. But there's another side that has to be considered, especially if you're a developer. Disadvantages of WordPress page builder plugins start with this. It's the lock-in effect. It's one thing to work with the page builder, letting it post to your page all its short code, hiding all the plugin-dependent HTML, but your page builder plugin is going to convert your layout into its component short code. The code is actually hidden in the short codes. The problem is, because short codes are plugin-specific and plugin-dependent, the moment you deactivate your page builder plugin, you lose all of those short codes. And this means the design you spent hours crafting will only work while your page builder plugin is installed. You are essentially locked in to continue using it forever. Or, if you want to stop using it, you face having to rebuild your website from the ground up. And that's a real problem. Another big factor is sluggish loading. All of those fancy features and functionalities come at a cost. And the cost that I'm talking about is the cost of your website speed and file size. Those simple short codes we're talking about are basically shortcuts for longer, more complicated strings of code. And this means there's lots of extra hidden code that all has to be downloaded to your server. This places a greater demand on your web server, and the result is a slow, sluggish website. Now, he goes on in depth in this article about the pros and cons of page building plugins, and you need to view the post over at the pros and cons of WordPress page builder plugins over at torquemag.lo. Well, this about covers all the news for this week. Let's move now to our WordPress focus. In today's WordPress focus, I want to talk about web designer scams that are sweeping the country aimed at small freelance web developers. I want to look at what that scam typically looks like and what red flags you can watch out for. How can you avoid being taken as a scam target? What can you do if you've been paid by a scammer? You see, the scam starts with an email asking if you'd be interested in helping with a website project. And let's be honest, isn't this exactly what every small freelance web designer is looking for? Someone needing a website asking you for a quote? It's interesting that the scammers only target smaller one-man shops rather than to go after bigger fish. One reason is that they're more gullible for the bait. Secondly, the scammer knows the smaller web designer doesn't have the resources to go after him like the more established larger shop might have. So this is what bait is going to look like. Scammers have been trying to fool people into all sorts of things over the year, and the common thread is a promise to make more money. And there's a great online resource you can read about scams and fraud over at stopfraud.gov. And they tell us there that fraudulent activities should always be reported to your local law office. And the following information on how specific types of fraud complaints and cases of suspected fraud can be submitted to federal agencies. Basically, they all follow the same thing. They come saying, "Greetings, my name is," you know, whatever that scam alias may be. "I have a small-scale business. I want to turn into a large-scale business, and I want you to understand I am going through an illness at the moment because of my diagnosis of lung cancer, or that I'm sick, or that I am disabled," depending on what excuse they use. Company is based on importing and exporting an agricultural product called cola nut, cecilia nut, and cocoa. I need a best-of-the-best layout design for it. Can you handle that for me? And I would say, watch out for anyone saying they want to export agricultural cola, cecilia, nut, and cocoa, because that's one of the favorite scams. The red flags will make me think real fast. You see, because the text of that next email is what set the tone of what was set up to be a scam. He says, "I will give you my credit card info to charge for a huge amount so that might be the deposit for my website design, and the remaining balance, you would help me send it to the project consultant." Okay, right there, what you're seeing is he's saying, "I'm going to overpay you, and I want you to take part of that money, and you need to go and pay it to my project consultant or my graphics designer or to my friend or to my office." And what they usually do is say, "Okay, now you need to go do that with a bank deposit or wire transfer or MoneyGram or Western Union." And he'll always put in some kind of a tip for your stress of credit card processing. "Kindly get back with the name of your credit card facility and how long it will take to hit your bank and your cell phone number." Notice what he's doing. He wants to pay me more than what I've requested with the first payment. Taking his funds and paying to someone else's account is money laundering. Now, in these scams, there's always another player, another agent, someone other to send than the scammer. He justifies it with the reason he can't pay him directly, like, "I'm in the hospital with lung cancer. I'm disabled." The problem is that typically these scammers are using stolen cards. The red flags you need to watch for are: you receive an inquiry for a startup business claiming to be located inside or outside the U.S. with a contact agent go-between somewhere in the U.S., and the inquiring party always offers just enough information to make it seem legitimate. The inquiring party always asks if you can accept credit card payments and always proposes a huge budget range. The inquirer often uses poor English grammar, which is very similar to the Nigerian scam letters, and you receive identical emails and messages but with different information on it. Why? Because it's a form letter, a boilerplate, and you receive no response to direct questions about the project, and the inquirer is vague about the details. And of course, they're always going to ask you to refund the overpayment to their agent through Western Union or money orders or some other means of making a deposit to the bank of the agent. So if you see those red flags, refuse the job, report the scammer to the FTC, the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center. You could also contact the Federal Trade Commission and forward spam to FTC email and report the Gmail account that they normally will have to Gmail for abuse. So what have I told you about scams? Watch out for the boilerplate scam emails or boilerplate text, and learn to watch for the red flags and never make a deposit or wire transfer for someone else, and report the scam to the authority. Well, that's what I have for this week's focus, and we're out of time. I want you to know about Hosting 01. Hosting01.com is where you can sign up for SSD dedicated servers. You can actually get your own dedicated SSD server if you are a developer and you're paying for as many as just 5 or 6 sites over at WP Engine. You can have your own dedicated SSD server and rock and roll on the cloud of Liquid Web. If you are a shop that has 20 or 30 or 40 sites and you're hosting on something like GoDaddy or DreamHost and you're noticing the sluggish sites, why don't you come over to Hosting 01 and sign up for your own dedicated SSD server so that you can, just like Hosting Dash Master, outrun all these other hosts and provide a better support to your sites. Well, friend, this is Ken Freeman reminding you that if you have a project this week, give my office a call, won't you, at 214-703-0505 or visit site-makers.com to start your next project. Now, until next Saturday, remember, WordPress rocks. Let's get back together next Saturday for another episode of My WordPress Help Desk. Till then, keep using WordPress.